You had the piece of plastic on the bottom that was.
Okay.
Who she sits here?
Brandon Williams.
Brandon, does he want the chair down? Really?
Yeah.
He's hiding.
Okay, so what is showing on your paperwork here is what it was put down to for 25. He purchased this from a tax exempt, so it wouldn't have gone on till this year, and we didn't reassess it. For 25, we reassessed it, and that's the value we came with. So
you're saying it doesn't apply to 2024?
I can't change 24.
In other words, it was exempt when he bought it.
Right.
But it's not.
But it doesn't go back on the books till the next year, which is 24. He bought it for the year before. And then, again, in 25, it's my prerogative to move that, and I think we based it on what he paid because it was a tax exempt.
And then David? Different thing, but Matt with Empire is ready for you to call back.
Okay.
So you would have the ability to move it to where I've got it for 25.
Does that make sense? If you saw these numbers, you see what we're talking about. This is what it's showing the assessed value is now, but this is what she's adjusted it to for next year.
Okay, so we could adjust it for this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, that might save that one. Let's go ahead and do Empire since he's ready. Hey, Matt, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. It's my understanding that you're in a position now. You could talk about this a bit.
Yeah, okay. I am. Thank you very much. I apologize. I made it to the tire place. Kind of a harrowing experience driving down 44 with semis flying by you while you got your flashers on, but I made it.
Good. All right, well, good to hear. All right, this is just basically all the same properties from last year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And are you, Empire?
Yes.
Come on up. Your client is here.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hey. I was just clarifying with your counsel that this is the same properties from last year. Okay. Matt, as you know, we struggled a lot. You guys did a lot of work on this as well. But we, in the end of the day, we couldn't agree as a board as to how to value. I mean, it's true that the property behind the dam has no value to anybody else, but it's invaluable to you. And so we, from that perspective, didn't feel like as a board that we have the expertise to do that as a citizen board, I suppose. I mean, but that's where we sat with it. I don't know if you want to say anything more, but I do believe that the inclination of the board is to send this on, deny it, and send it on to the tax commission so that you can get an answer from them for both years.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I kind of expected that, but I did have a few things that I wanted to communicate to the board to the extent it would change their thinking on it.
Sure, go ahead.
So first, on behalf of Empire, and we talked, my client and I talked a lot about this before this hearing, and we realized that, you know, given it's the even year following the odd, that it was unlikely the board was gonna do anything for us. However, Empire did want to me to share with the board its frustration at what happened last year.
Right.
If you remember, we came down, brought in folks from out of town, came down from that hearing, brought an appraiser in, provided examples. Like one example that I'm looking at from last year is a parcel that's completely underwater that the assessor valued as commercial at $46,000 an acre. So there are some on here that are obviously errors, and we were very hopeful that the board would at least correct the errors that, you know, even a citizen board, anyone could see that were errors. And because the board decided not to do that, that makes our appeal at the state tax commission that much larger, which costs money and time and effort and energy. And so that I just wanted to share with you Empire's frustration with that process as of last year.
Okay.
The same facts are true this year, but there are additional facts. As you remember, we brought an appraiser, Mr. Ed Dinan, in who had just kind of started looking at the properties. He is the appraiser that we're using at the State Tax Commission, and they've been digging into all the parcels in more detail, and has found some, discovered some facts that I think even point more favorably towards the board correcting errors. One example of those facts is that as they started looking through these parcels, which are all classified as commercial by the assessor, as our appraiser started looking into this, he discovered that at least the parcels that he's reviewed so far, which has been most of them, the vast majority of those parcels, like around 90%, are zoned agricultural. And under Missouri statute, and it's got it right here, it's 137.016, it very clearly says that for parcels that are vacant or unused, which these are, that there are several factors that are to be looked at to determine the classification, and one of those is the zoning. And so I just wanted to point that out to the board, that not only do we have properties that are dramatically overvalued, but not only that, they've been improperly classified as commercial when they're really zoned agricultural. So you couldn't, you know, Empire couldn't even make those properties commercial if it wanted to. So that's an issue that is a new issue that we discovered from last year. And I also mentioned some of these water parcels that are completely underwater. That one example that I gave you that's valued at $46,000 an acre, that parcel is also zoned agricultural. One final additional fact I wanted to point out, and I'm sure the board may or may not be aware, but some of these parcels that are at issue have been involved in some litigation down there with some landowners that had built things on parcels that are being taxed to Empire
right
currently. And there was a couple of court of appeals cases, and there was a judgment just recently entered by the circuit court finding that Empire's interest in this particular property, but this applies to others as well, that Empire's only interest is not a fee simple, but rather just a flowage easement. And so we have that issue as well, that a good majority of these parcels don't even belong to Empire anyway. But Empire
they're now, you had a judgment that said you don't even own them?
Yeah, there's a judge. Yeah, I can give you the case number. You can look it up on CaseNet.
That's interesting.
If you want the case number, yeah, so there's that issue, too. And it's part of that judgment, and I don't know if the assessor is there and she's aware.
She is here.
Yeah, as part of that judgment, there's a requirement in the judgment that the assessor review the property. I'm just going to find the language here. Yeah, further ordered a judge and decreed that the Taney County assessor shall be and hereby is directed to revise its assessment of the property in accordance with this judgment. So there's so that, and I'm just reading from the judgment. And Mr. Akers, I know you're an attorney, you've got access to the case, and I can give you the case number if you're interested in just looking that up.
Sure.
The case number is 1746-CC 00098-01.
So this, you say this just got decided?
So it was up and down at the Court of Appeals. This has been litigated for 4 or 5 years.
Gotcha.
But the Court of Appeals in February found that Empire's interest was a flowage easement, not fee simple, and then remanded it to the circuit court to enter judgment accordingly. And the circuit court just on April 5th entered its judgment. So fairly recently.
So I mean, to me, that would mean that the landowner is the one that.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's problems here. But for purposes of this hearing, you know, the classification issue stands out. Plus, on top of that, just the overall. And if you remember, Mr. Akers and the board, when we were there last time, we talked a lot about that FERC order that was an encumbrance on the property.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of all wrapped up into this issue.
Is that
a landowner who had encroached on that property filed a quiet title action, and it was looked at, and it went up and down at the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals ruled that what the interest that was conveyed to the prior owner, Ozark Power, I think, back in 1912, actually only conveyed a flowage easement, not a fee simple. So there's some issues with that as well, which all relate to the inability of really anyone. If you think of, you know, what are we trying to figure out here? It's the true value of money. What is the market value of the property? And with those sorts of encumbrances, it's not worth much. And certainly not. And certainly these water parcels are not worth $46,000 an acre.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to take up a bunch of time. I realize, you know, the board is predisposed to allow the state tax commission to sort this out. So I understand that. But, you know, there are some facts that I think the board needs to be aware of before it decides to do that. And these are examples of those. And these are all things that we talked about last time that we were hopeful the board could sort through so we wouldn't have to, so we could at least limit the scope of what was appealed to the state tax commission. But, you know, that didn't happen. And okay. So here we are.
Matt, I'll try to give you just some things, and your client is obviously sitting here, but I'll try to give you a couple of answers to what our thinking was. But I'm also going to let the assessor say something. You had something you wanted to talk about.
I think it's pertinent to know that, yes, there was a judgment, but the judgment is unclear as to the scope of how many parcels are covered. It names, I think, three specific, but then it also says something about all property for something else. And so just from the assessor standpoint, with our mapping department, legal department, where we have to change ownership names in the actual system, we aren't able to do that because Liberty is at this moment having to figure out how to quit claim things or whatever it is that they're doing to straighten it out. So at this moment, we're not even in our department clear yet on what can be changed and what can't. There was three involved for that.
Yeah, I mean, that legal process sounds like it's still going on. So I don't, from our standpoint, first of all, counsel, you've done an excellent job of representing your client. I hope you understand that we wanted to try to make a decision, but at the end of the day, we just couldn't get an agreement between the three of us, and that's fine. It's more of a, we just couldn't get to an agreement. But on the commercial issue, I mean, I guess I'd state again, those, and that's what confuses me about what you just said, that it's just a flowage easement. I mean, the property is maybe worthless to somebody else, but it's invaluable to you because you have to have it to operate your multi-million-dollar utility. I mean, it's, and so what do we value that property at? I just don't have a clue on how to get to that point. I do think that if you, assuming you do own it, as opposed to what I guess we have a recent decision that says maybe you don't, I mean, you guys have to have that, and it's part of your business, so to speak, is kind of the way we're looking at it. On the other issue, on the zoning part of it, we've had this issue come up with the nightly rental boom, and people have, you know, they say, well, we're zoned residential, so, you know, you can't do this. Well, that's because the zoning, there's some case law out there that says the zoning is not determinative of whether or not you have to, your commercial for purposes of the tax on your property. So that's where we, the actual zoning of the property.